It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The issue of lowballing estimates for major public projects is set to be examined by the new Dáil Infrastructure Committee as concerns grow over declining public trust. And I'm joined now by Paul Davies, lecturer in public procurement in DCU. Good morning to you, Paul. This idea of lowballing, this is the fear, or at least you hear about this in the ether, that people put in tenders for big public projects, they get the job, and then they actually run over and run over in terms of costs, and because they weren't a comprehensive bid. Is that a big issue to start off with?
First of all, it is an issue in certain cases, and it can happen where there are competitions where price is the dominant weighted measure. So dominant weighted measure means that it carries the most marks. So if price carries the most marks and then somebody bids in the lowest price, they more than likely will win the competition. And so we can get somebody then trying to distort the marketplace by putting in a low bid. There is a duty of care, though, on behalf of the provider to actually investigate that.
Okay, so that's the person who's assessing these tenders that have been given to the government. So just kind of walk us through this process, because, you know, there's been lots of talk about overruns, things costing too much. The Children's Hospital is a case in point, but other things that the OPW have done, etc. You know, this is out there in sort of the public consciousness we are not getting value for money. So tell us, how does this work? So people put in a tender and price is one of the things, but is that always the thing that is I suppose, the priority when somebody is accepting bids?
No, it's not. You can build in the way it's delivered. You can build in the types of materials that are used. You can build in a whole set of criteria, including social value. You can build in areas that are useful in terms of the type of employment that people are going to actually encourage or use. So there's a whole range of different criteria that can be used as part of a tender for a particular product or service that we're buying. The catch is that when we construct a tender, we're hoping to have all the information in place.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
What seems to happen where we get lowballing is that all the information is not in place. The market knows that, so therefore it bids in a way that enables it to win a tender, knowing that the risk that should be transferred to them is actually still staying with the actual provider, or not the provider, the tenderer itself. From a simple point of view of, I have two cars sitting in front of me, both look exactly the same, and I'm told that the one on the right is half the price the one on the left. It's up to me to investigate the one on the right a little bit more.
Okay, because you can understand why government or anybody, if you were offered, you're building an extension on your house and you want to have a nice new kitchen, and one person tells you that's going to cost you 50 grand and one person tells you that's going to cost 100 grand. The 50 grand already looks more appealing.
It does,
you know. So you kind of get where they're coming from. But that this lowballing, in terms of lowballing, is there much the government can do to actually tackle it or challenge it?
Yeah, they can make sure that the tender that goes out has a balance between price and quality and price and other objectives. They can make sure that they've actually got a proper design, one thing that was missing from the National Children's Hospital. They can make sure that they've actually gone through the process of getting a business case approval, things that didn't happen, like the bike shed. So there are things that they can do. There are checks and balances in the system to assure that they don't get to the point of where this problem occurs.
Okay.
Generally, they occur before procurement takes place.
And presumably, Paul, lowballing, you can't make it illegal or whatever. It's sort of like buyer beware, is it?
It's not so much illegal, but there is legislation in place that says from a tenderer's point of view, they have to be aware of that bidding in low. The person who is actually reviewing the tender can reject that tender. Not only can they reject it, they can investigate that tender to ask why that occurred.
Because I think a lot of people think that the government, in terms of being lowballed and then the cost rising afterwards, that their hands are tied, that whatever the lowest bid comes in, that's what they have to take. But you're saying that is not the case.
That is not the case. And it is down to the skill set of being able to design a tender where price is not the dominant competition.
And do, in your view, the government have that skill set, and do they use that skill set when I suppose they ask for tenders, when they ask for bids? When they put something to tender.
I think in some cases the skill sets are there. Certainly in the case of the Office of Public Works, it's been questioned over the last couple of years with the sort of projects that have come through. I think that with the new National Maternity Hospital, they seem to have taken a more rigorous approach to the design and to the tender going out to the marketplace. We'll have to wait and see whether that works. But there's already questions being asked over the price being at $1.5 billion. But that suggests that it's more realistic given the market prices and the market rates that are out there.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Paul. That's Paul Davies, their lecturer in public procurement from DCI. I suspect we're going to have lots more talk about infrastructural projects, Shane, going forward.
No doubt.
I think we're in a new era of all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.